Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
Hey, hey, Energizers, Spencer Jones, the Prince of Positivity here with a little different of an episode today. Generally, you know, we're talking mindset, positivity, maybe some health things here or there, right? But today's a little different. We're going health. We're going not quite nutrition, but instead hydration. That's right. Are you hydrating yourself enough? Now, you might be asking, okay, Spencer, you talk about mindset and mental wellness and positivity. Why now talk about this? Well, if you follow me on social media for any length of time, and you've been to our events, or you've listened to us for a while, you probably know I do like fitness. I got started with fitness. As a matter of fact, fitness is what got me into this whole personal growth space and learning that I can control my attitude, my mindset, and improve and grow the positivity in my life. So I have a connection to fitness and health, because what I realize, and I realized in my own personal journey, and then I realized it when I started seeing all the research on it, that your health is closely tied to your mental wellness, right? Your mental and physical wellness go hand in hand. They're not two separate things. They come together. They are tight-knit. So we need to make sure we are taking care of ourselves so that we can be at our best. Taking care of ourselves physically, right? So by moving our body, I'm not saying you have to do something crazy and do a big workout thing. If you do, cool. But you definitely want to move your body, get your heart rate up, right? Stretch, do those beautiful things. Move your body, right? Lift weights or do body weights or something. Just make sure you have strength and flexibility and balance. That you're eating well, eating healthy, whole, natural foods when possible, so that you're eating less processed crap and helping your body function at its best. And all of those things, and hydration, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, all of those things tie into your mental wellness, because if your body's not physically doing well, your mind's not going to be able to do well. It's not going to function as quickly, as smoothly, as easily, or as well as you hope. So let's make sure we are taking care of ourselves physically. I'm not saying you need a six-pack or anything like that. Let's make sure we're taking care of ourselves physically so that we can mentally be there for the people we love, so we can shine our light with the world, so we can make that vision we have a reality, so we can achieve our goals and dreams, right? We can chase our passions, and we can live our life to the max, right? That's our big motto, live your life to the max. Well, how can you do that? Yes, you need the mental wellness 100% to live your life to the max. But you also need the physical wellness. Otherwise, you won't be able to physically do those things. So let's jump in and talk about hydration specifically, because there's so many niche things we can niche down about. And we're just, there's so many rabbit holes. But we're just going to focus on hydration. Hydration is huge for you and your body. And your mind, right? Not only your physical body, if you are dehydrated, you're more likely to get cramps. You're going to feel fatigued. Your skin's going to age faster. You're going to not be able to think or process thoughts as clearly. So what's interesting is your body starts to take water from everywhere, including your brain, right? That might be one of the last resorts for it. But if you are dehydrated, it's going to take that water from somewhere, which is not allowing it to function as quickly or as easily. So when you are properly hydrated, when you are drinking water and you are making sure that you are taking care of yourself, your body functions more optimally. It's able to heal itself. The water that you drink helps your blood cells to deliver the nutrients and vitamins and all the things that it needs to create and build itself up and to heal itself, right? So if you're moving your body, you're working out, well, great. It's sending the water that you drink helps the blood flow to get you the nutrients and vitamins and all the things you need to heal your body, to To allow your brain to function, you need to stay hydrated so that it can allow the neurons to fire and pass the electrical chemicals and all that stuff throughout your brain and to the rest of your body. But yet so many of us are dehydrated or have been dehydrated in our life. It's something that has become a bigger and bigger issue because a lot of the things we drink aren't good for us or they don't hydrate us. Like, I love my coffee. Right? You know I love coffee. But coffee doesn't actually hydrate us. As a matter of fact, it dehydrates us, right? The coffee itself, the caffeine, it dehydrates us. So we need to balance it out. Usually for coffee is a 1-to-1 ratio. So it's like if I have one cup of coffee, I need one cup of water. Then you're probably back at neutral. But I get it. It can be hard because you're drinking a lot, right? And then you're drinking, oh my gosh, I'm not having my 2 or 3 cups of coffee. I'm having that plus now 2-3 cups of water. And then what else? Right? Soda. That doesn't help you out. Tea is better, to depending on the type of tea you have, right? That could be better for you. And yes, there's water in fruits and veggies. But let's be honest, how many of those are you actually eating? Hopefully, more than maybe before in your life. But I get it. But even still, that's not enough. What the general recommendation is to have half your body weight in ounces of water. So if you weighed 100 pounds, your goal would be 50 ounces of water a day. If you had 200 pounds, it's 100 ounces of water a day. Now, a lot of us aren't anywhere near that. All right, I wasn't for years. I remember when I didn't drink, I was dehydrated all the time. And I heard, okay, drinking water should be good. So I got like a big 32-ounce Nalgene bottle, and I was going to try drinking at least one of those a day. Holy cow, that was hard. That was difficult for me to do. And then I had to figure out a routine, a plan to drink it. And now I've kept that up and I've added to it. So now currently I drink about a gallon of water, straight water, a day. And then I have coffee and other drinks occasionally. But it's a gallon of water almost every single day. If not, it's 100 to 120 ounces, right? So right in there. It's a lot. I visit the bathroom a lot. But I make it a plan. So, okay, I drink 16 ounces in the morning when I wake up. So when I wake up, I have water. Before I go to bed, sometimes I have water. It depends if I want to wake up in the middle of the night and pee. But then throughout the day, I make sure I have my water bottle with me and I'm taking sips. I'm very conscientious about making sure I stay hydrated. And I get, water doesn't taste great, right? It hopefully kind of tastes like nothing. But I get, a lot of people don't like the taste of water. I get it. So do things to help it taste better, right? There are some things you can add to your water. You can, you know, get the tablets you can add. Like I use the Noon tablets at times. That can get you more vitamins and stuff. That's cool. They have the stuff you could squeeze in it. You could add natural things like berries and fruits and veggies in it, right? To give it a little flavor, to spice it up. But whatever you do, start drinking water. Your body is going to thank you. You'll be able to think clearer. You'll be able to move your body easier and heal your body faster. Seriously, start drinking your water. So if you haven't had anything, start, you know, take it easy. Try getting, you know, 32 ounces of water in a day. Just start there and then work it up. It's about half your body weight in ounces. If you do more, great. I wouldn't do over a gallon a day. You don't need more than that. All right. Somewhere in there can help you out. So I invite you to take that on. And when you do, try to be aware. Notice the changes that you feel and notice as you start increasing your water intake. Give it some thought. Let me know your results. All right. I love you. I appreciate you. Go drink some water. All right. We'll catch you later. Yeah.